Issues or spatial ritualistic activities offer individuals as spiritual activities, karma kanda. But there are many other religious practices, there are many pious activities that we can perform, but there is no comparison to the chanting of the holy name. The greatest activity that we can perform is to chant. The greatest religious activity is to chant the holy names of the Lord, and nothing can be compared to it. 9. To instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. So this is very important. We should not try to impose our religion on others. This is an offense on our part. If we try to impose our religion on others, then we are hurting, we are damaging our own spiritual life. So this is a very important point. And this is a very nice to understand that we are not fanatics. By becoming fanatics, we will be hurting our own spiritual life. We have to be careful. And we are committing, the meaning is that if someone does not want to hear about our religion, and particularly about the holy name, we should not insist, because they will commit offenses and we will be accomplices. We will be participants of their offenses. So we will be committing the offense to excite others, to incite others to commit offenses against the holy name. So this is also very important to understand. If someone does not want to hear, we should not want to speak. This is very important. Otherwise we are. Of course, we first try to offer this Krishna conscious philosophy, this Krishna consciousness movement to everyone, because we first consider everybody innocently, ignorantly, not knowing about Krishna consciousness. So we give them the opportunity, but once they manifest that they do not want to hear, then we stop. This is very important. And 10, to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names, and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions in this matter. Every devotee who claims to be a Vaishnava must guard against these offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success, to cry for Krishna, to have love for Krishna. Krishna Prem. Very well. So I will now ask for the vows. So Bhakti and Indi, please come forward from here to recite. Come on, just Bhakti and Indi first. No. So Bhakti and Indi, what are the principles that we promise to follow from now on for the rest of the life? What are the regulated principles? Here in the first canto, a pure and exclusive devotee of the Lord serves his family interest more dexterously than others, more expertly than others, more expertly than those who are attached to illusory family affairs. Generally, People are attached to family matters, and the whole economic impetus of human society is moving under the influence of family affection. Such deluded persons have no information that one can render better service to the family by becoming a devotee of the Lord. And now Prabhupada explains why. The Lord gives special protection. The Lord gives special protection to the family members and descendants of the devotee, even though such members are themselves non-devotees. Just imagine. Very nice. So this is the value of devotees in Krishna consciousness. So we are doing the best business if we encourage our family members to become devotees, all the way to take initiation. In this way, the Lord gives special protection to the family members and descendants of the devotee, even though such members are themselves non-devotees. So we see these two ladies are benefiting their family, as we have just read in the words of the Srimad Bhagavatam Prabhupada. And we're very happy to see that in Guyana this happens very often, that so many families are taking initiation and becoming very serious about their spiritual life, going back home, back to Godhead, about recovering their lost memory, but recovering their lost relationship with Sri Sri Radha Krishna. So, Bhakti Marie.